Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Now, the Housing Commission report, which was obtained by RTE earlier this week and then published in full by Housing Minister Dara O'Brien, revealed many deficits and problems when it came to the delivery of homes. It also revealed a split in the 12-person commission on the question of whether a referendum on the right to housing should be held. Rachel Walsh is an associate professor at the School of Law in Trinity College with a specialist expertise in the area of property law. She joins me now. Rachel, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks, Colin.
The Housing Commission met around 200 times over the course of 3 years, and one of the tasks they were looking at was whether or not a referendum on housing should take place, and they couldn't come to a unanimous decision on this question. Did that surprise you?
In the sense that there's a wide array of approaches that could be taken to a constitutional right to housing, it's not entirely surprising, but one would have perhaps anticipated a consensus report from a commission like this. This report actually issued in June of last year, but we're only seeing it published now. So it's been with the minister for quite some time, it would seem.
And what effect would a referendum have?
Again, that depends very much on the wording adopted. So the majority have opted to propose that we would introduce both a symbolic recognition of the importance of having a home into the constitution, but also a state guarantee to give every citizen a right of access to adequate housing. So that's focused more on the overall systemic obligations of the state in respect of housing and less on a very individualistic right to housing. So the rationale behind that approach from the majority's perspective is that it strikes a balance between recognising that housing policy is complex and it should be a matter for the political branches of government more so than for the courts, but at the same time providing potential for some supervision through the courts of whether the state is holding up to its obligations in respect of housing.
All right. So the issue you were referring to that was delivered to the minister there last June was the wording of a potential referendum rather than the whole report of
yes.
of the Commission on Housing. Looking at other countries enshrining a right to housing in the constitution, how does it work there, and how can it be brought to the bank to deliver housing from the people who benefit from it?
A lot of different international models were looked at by the Commission, and as I said, they looked at the issue of the constitutional referendum quite separately, I think, to the rest of the housing policy issues, and that's why the report issued separately on this question. What seems to have been most influential on the majority's approach is the South African model, which has this similar concept of a right to have access to adequate housing. And there that's fleshed out with two additional provisions. One is that there has to be a court order for any evictions that are made in the South African system. That's something that's quite notable, isn't featured in the majority's proposal in the Housing Commission report. And the South African approach also specifically says that the state has to take reasonable measures within its available resources to progressively realise the right that's guaranteed in terms of access to housing. And that's proven quite effective in the South African system in taking that overall systemic approach of supervising the progress of policy on housing, but less focused on an individual guarantee for every person to a specific house at a moment in time.
All right. Is it something similar to Strive in the CARE referendum that we saw?
It's stronger, I think, Colm, than the wording that we saw in respect of the CARE referendum. So it's notable that the Housing Commission proposed wording that very much aligns with existing wording in the Constitution about other well-established personal rights. So it says that the state has to vindicate this new right of access to housing, and it tries to mirror existing obligation in terms of guaranteeing that right. So I think it's stronger than the CARE referendum's wording, and it's more familiar in terms of the type of language that's already in the Constitution. But certainly access to housing instead of just a right to housing was a deliberate choice by the Housing Commission, and it's a choice that's intended to soften, if you like, the strength of that right in any judicial actions that it might arise in.
All right, Rachel Walsh from the Department of the School of Law, should I say, in Trinity College. Thanks very much for joining us. Eimear Higgins, in hindsight, would this have been the better referendum to have held?
Well, we are where we are. And the Taoiseach has really said at this stage that there won't be another referendum between now and the general election. I sat on the Housing Committee for 4 years where we debated exactly this. Obviously, this is in the programme for government. It is something that the government did want to achieve. We had so many discussions on this at that Housing Committee and found it very difficult to come up with wording. And I think Rachel outlined there some of the wording issues and some of the complexities involved in this. I think it's quite interesting that the Commission was divided on this. Ultimately, the government established the Commission. We established the Commission to do blue sky thinking when it comes to our long-term housing strategies. And we received that report, right. I think received it 2 weeks ago, published it this week.
But on really, the specific issue of the referendum, it's been with the minister since last June. It's a commitment in the programme for government. I mean, there was an opportunity at the last time of asking to put it out on the same day as the other referendums. Why wasn't it enough of a priority to do that?
What's priority is getting it right. And it's so important. And we saw that in the last referendum. It's so important to make sure that when you are proposing any changes to the constitution, that the wording you're put forward is right from a legal perspective, but is also right from an ability to be able to communicate it effectively to the public. And that is something that the Housing Commission has struggled with as well. It's complex. That's the reality.
Catherine Connolly, do you believe it could be done? And what wording would you pick?
Well, first of all, I haven't had the opportunity to read the report. There's a majority report and a minority report. I have read the Housing Commission report, which is comprehensive. And if I have a chance, I might deal with that. In relation to my opinion, absolutely, we should be taking the majority report and enshrining a right to housing in the Constitution. It's interesting that the vast majority, so I think it was something like 12 to 3 or 14 to 3, that two people wrote a minority report, submitted it, as you said, last June, a third member joined them in October or November, and that's the minority report that doesn't want to enshrine it in the Constitution. The rest did. And what's important for me, and I've gone through the report, which is almost 300 pages, tells us that we need a radical reset. It tells us that has been systemic failure by successive governments, and we need to go back to recognising housing, home, as a fundamental unit of society for social cohesion. And imagine we needed a commission working for the length of time that they did to rebalance what's happened with housing in Ireland, where successive governments from Fianna Fáil and PDs onwards treated housing as a commodity to be bought and sold on the market, not as a fundamental unit. And that's the message from this commission, which I read with great interest, and it gave me a certain encouragement, because we've been saying this in the Dáil repeatedly. I have said it, and other TDs, since I was elected in 2016. The policy of this government and previous governments was to rely on the market, back up the market, and there's a whole series of schemes with no overall picture. And the commission has now given us an overall picture of the importance of housing. And they said to have a minimum of 20% social and cost rental housing. A minimum of 20%. And so I don't know how much time you're going to give me this time, Colm, but there are many solutions to the housing problem if we have the overall picture. Two things are necessary. A referendum, absolutely. And then parallel with that, urgent action. That's what the Commission asked for. Urgent action in relation to the housing emergency.
All right. Matt Carty, specifically on the issue of the referendum, first and foremost, would you like to see a referendum, and what rights would you like to see it affording people? How hard a wording would you like to see?
So I haven't gone through the full wording of what has been proposed, but Sinn Féin absolutely support a referendum when we're in government, or if we get to government, it would be a priority. It is mind-boggling that this was a key commitment of the programme for government that they absolutely just ignored for the tenure of this government. And I think the answer to why that is the case lies in the Housing Commission report, where they talk about systemic failure, but also the accusation against government. And remember, this is a commission that the government established, that the government has failed to treat housing as a critical social and economic priority, sets in lights why we have the situation of the realities that I've been seeing as I've gone round my home county over recent weeks. I'm meeting people in County Monaghan whose rent is now €1,200 a month. Unheard of. That's twice, if not three times, what it would have been five years ago. The people who are renting cannot, because they're paying such high rents, save for a mortgage. They cannot get onto a social housing list, despite the fact the government are building down all of them anyway, because the government have introduced a means test, a means limit, which prevents them from doing so. And government aren't providing affordable houses in counties like Monaghan, because they say houses aren't affordable enough. The answer from Emer and our colleagues in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael is that those people continue to rent for the rest of their lives. And it just sets in real terms. And I think the Housing Commission, more than anything that has happened in recent times, has set out the reason why we need these guys out of government.
Emer Higgins, even in the absence of a referendum, there are levers open to government to try and get land freed up for housing. One of them is taxes and levies to free up more land and encourage activity on land that's left idle. But the money's not collected even when fines are imposed. This is the Daily Mirror on Thursday. New figures show that demands for €77 million have been issued by council since the levy was reduced in 2018. But landowners and property developers owe nearly €50 million on that. 2022 vacant site levies of 9.6 million imposed, only 138,000 collected. Now, if the government was serious about acquiring land and building on it, why not use the legal instruments that are open to it and apply the fines?
We are serious, and that's why local authorities up and down the country are CPOing homes for exactly that reason. 32,000 new homes were delivered last year. We need more, we know that, and we are building more. 18,000 homes were commenced last month alone. Just in 1 month, 18,000. We're talking record investment in this. We're talking record.
Emer, and you know that.
But Matt, it's supply and demand, and you know that.
No, it's not. It's about priorities. Government are prioritising build to rent and other schemes that deliver houses that aren't affordable.
Is this my time or is this Matt's time?
No interruption. With respect, you know, there was house building outturn of about €70,000 at the height of the Celtic Tiger, and the prices were still going up. So supply does not necessarily bring the price down.
We have 500 first-time buyers every week buying their first home. And a key part of the recommendations in that commission is about improving affordability, not always being focused on social homes, looking at affordable homes too. That's something I agree with. That's something we're doing. We have the Help to Buy scheme, and we have the shared equity scheme.
So-called affordable homes in your constituency are 440,000.
Those are two mechanisms for supporting first-time buyers that Sinn Féin want to abolish.
The listeners can't hear you, and we're out of time anyway. That's all we have time for today.